Bellevue Theatre have released their upcoming 2018 season program, and holy smokes, it's looking amazing. Featuring seasoned veterans, including Wesley Enoch and Judy Davis, to fresh takes on old classics to the premiere of brand new productions. It's a season that's diverse, a little bit mad, yet also playful. Here to tell you more is Bellevue Artistic Director Eamon Flack. Good morning, Eamon.
Good morning.
How are you going? Big season.
Pretty good. Oh, thanks. It is a big season.
Tell me how you curate it, because, like, as I mentioned, it's really diverse. You've got Indigenous stories, Asian stories, as well as just Australian stories.
How do we do it? Struggle, a little bit of kind of an instinct for foolhardy, ridiculous undertakings, which I always like. But I do think the one thing that we do try to do is make sure that there's a real variety of work in there. And I kind of mean that in a really serious way, that I just want to make sure that we're working against, homogeneity and against sameness and against shutting down our culture. That's definitely a strong instinct, I reckon.
Was there an overarching theme that you were trying to go with for this season?
Not necessarily. Sometimes a theme begins to emerge, but in this particular year it was really just being led by the particular shows and by the artists that we were talking to. Maybe underneath it all, there's just this sense that I often have of wanting to kind of refuse to buy into the kind of awfulness of a lot of things. There's a part of me that absolutely refuses to make shows about Donald Trump and make shows about, about kind of all the idiocy, really, that I'd rather defy that stuff than answer it, really.
Makes sense. Now, you're kicking off the season with pretty much two Torres Strait Islander stories. Can you tell me a bit more about them?
So my name is Jimmy, is Jimmy Barney's story, and Jimmy is a terrific actor. We've known him on our screens and stage for a long time. He played Eddie Mabo for the ABC. But Jimmy also is the ninth chief of Mubiak Island in the Torres Strait. And so this is him and his family making a show together with Queensland Theatre. And, in order to introduce us to their world and to their kind of cultural inheritance, it's a very, very generous show. And Janoa Gila's show is not directly a Torres Strait show, but Janoa's family, in fact, when you trace back, are very closely related to Jimmy's family, both from the East and Torres Strait. But G's show, Janoa's show, is much, much more just about her world down here in Sydney and, growing up in Queensland.
Well, still Australian story, so you know what, we're all for it. One that I'm really excited to see is Single Asian Female by Michelle Law. My friends and I actually squealed when we heard that that was coming to Bellevue. It had raving reviews when it debuted in Brisbane. So what are you hoping to see when this comes down to Sydney?
The beautiful sort of like uproarious delight as that show just gets to live again and gets to live in Sydney. It was a huge hit in Brisbane, and it brought in a wonderful, like, lively audience. So we're just kind of thrilled, I think, to see a big Chinese Australian story, mother and two daughters. And the utter familiarity and riotousness of that. It was a really special thing, I think. Very disarming, really wonderfully disarming show. She's pretty special, Michelle Law, I think. Very funny.
That she is. I read her Shit Asian Mother Say with her brother Ben, and as an Asian, I was like, oh my God, this is my mum in so many ways.
Yeah.
So I can't wait to see this one come on stage. You also have a very local Sydney story with the premiere of The Sugar House. What's the story behind this one?
This is a play of Alana Valentine's, who's a terrific, she mines Australian life for great theatrical stories, and she's very, very good at it. And in this case, she's telling a story about three generations of women in Piemont, as Piemont kind of goes from being very working class to now very middle class. And, in the same way as our country has in sort of that same length of living memory. So there's something really, really beautiful. It's at once a family story and a national story. And kind of brilliantly with this great, one of those great matriarch roles that that the stage really thrills to for an actor like Chris McQuaid, who is so special. You know, she's a theatre legend. She's been off working a lot on TV for the last couple of years, but to have her back in that role is very special, I think.
Mm. You're also revisiting some old classics. Can you tell us more about the kind of, I suppose, the fresh take that you're taking on some of these older productions?
Yeah, I mean, look, for example, we're bringing Calamity Jane in, that is a completely, like, glorious reinvention of a real mid-20th century American musical, and it does it in the most glorious way. It's so playful and irreverent and, so uproarious. But then there's also there's a Russian farce that originally is called The Suicide. It's a brilliant, brilliant Russian play, not widely known, but deeply loved by the people who do know it. And we're going to update that so that it's a play that was about the fight for dignity in Soviet Russia becomes a play about the fight for dignity in the stateless and refugee camps of the world today. And the thing that's glorious about that play is that it's actually a comedy, oddly enough, and so it's a celebration of that. A struggle rather than a kind of browbeating of it. Like, is this great, very sad, very, very funny yearning at the centre of that play. So that's the special one that I've wanted to do for a long time.
Yeah, because you're directing that one.
Yeah, yeah. That's me deciding that an artistic director's job is to put themselves out on a limb and try and change the game a little bit, which, you know, I hope I can do.
I'm sure you can. You're also directing A Taste of Honey. What's this one?
Yeah, I love this play. This was written in 1958 by an 18-year-old called Sheila Delaney. She got taken on a date to the theatre and was like, this is interesting, I think I could do this. And so she did. And this play is very, very special. It was very, very widely performed for a long time, and it's sort of gone off the radar a bit, but it's incredibly alive. And the story really of a mother and a daughter kind of just eking out a somewhat bleak existence. But it plays with a live jazz band, and it plays as much as a vaudeville as it does a kitchen sink drama. So it's completely fascinating. And just such a bold, original take from this 18-year-old 60-odd years ago. A much, much overlooked play, I think, and really has the stuff of a classic about it.
It's described here as a bit of a vaudeville kind of production. How are you going to bring that to the stage?
I'm not sure, but the original idea of there being a jazz band inside this, you know, rather rundown, snotty-nosed tenement house is definitely, I think, a really brilliant theatrical idea. So it'll sort of stem from there. But also an actor like Jen Lemon, who is, kind of such a glorious entertainer as well as an extraordinary, deeply felt actor. I think Jen will naturally bring that to the role.
Brilliant. Now, for the finale, you're going big. You're getting Judy Davis.
Yeah. I mean, like, both of those last two shows, I think, are pretty special undertaking. We're getting Kate Mulvaney to play that extraordinary role of Dr. Stockman in Ibsen's Enemy of the People. But then also when Judy Davis, she and I had been talking quite a bit about what she'd like to direct next after her very, very beautiful production of Faith Healer. And when she said she'd like to direct Dance to Death, I thought that was a brilliant idea. And then when she said she would like to direct Pam Rabin, Colin Fields and Toby Schmitz in it, I thought that was an unmissable idea. So that's where we'll end the year.
Amazing. Well, this is all for 2018, but we're only September. So what's coming up for Belvoir until the end of the year?
Here is in its last couple of days at the moment, which is a really fantastic, really interesting play to be watching right now whilst... those horrible wowsers in charge are trying to tell people what their gender and their love lives ought to look like. So here is on. We're also about to open Ghosts in a week and a half, which I'm in rehearsals with Pam Rabe for at the moment. And again, another play about those dreadful men who decide that it's up to them to police the hearts of others. And then after that, a really, I think, gorgeous play of Lally Katz's, which is sort of like Lally is a Don Quixote in the madness of modern America, kind of her great optimism shining through. I really love that play a lot, called Atlantis. And then we'll end the year with Ursula Yovich, this really fantastic play with songs that Ursh has written, and Ursh Lyovich has got an electrifying voice. We program that because that just hearing Ursh sing is almost enough in itself, to be honest. Yeah.
Well, it sounds like an amazing season for next year, and as well as the rest of this year. But Eamon, thank you so much for joining us here on 2SER.
My pleasure. Thanks so much.